Good morning. I don't know if he's going to get this. I'm calling Hunter right now. Hunter. All right, we'll see if he gets this. I told him we were on. I said, hey, we got a minute. Hey, we got 30 seconds. Hunter.
Yeah.
Are you there, Hunter?
Yeah. What are you yelling?
I was, hey, we're on air. So we're live right now. Don't say anything stupid.
Oh, sorry. Good. I was prepping for some things happening later on. Tomorrow we're doing some Screaming Yellow Summer with coaches. So I was just kind of prepping for that, man. And
don't lie. You were horsing around. You were pulling your pud. Shut up.
Here's the thing. You didn't pop me up too loud. I think I was swearing over there, man. No. I'm getting mad at my computer.
I got you. Don't worry. I had the sensor button ready. You're all fine.
There you
go,
kid.
Let's get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local school, restaurant, store. They're here. They're in our backyard. And they're awesome. Specialite. Got them dollars, man. Your topic for the day, what feels rude but actually isn't? All right? When you do it, you're like, this feels kind of rude. I don't, you know, but it's not. It's totally acceptable in society. You're allowed to do it. Yeah.
You know what? More so nowadays, it's just saying something to anybody. Hey, how's it going? Good day, huh? People to look at you like, is he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
You know, it's not rude. I'm just being nice.
Just being nice. That's all.
The one we used in the promo the other day, passing somebody on a sidewalk. Because they're going so slow.
Sidewalk, mall, anywhere.
Mall,
store.
Yeah, shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. You're going way too slow.
Yeah.
As I pass by you. No, I don't say that, but.
Move it, Grandma.
God.
I am very socially awkward when it does come to that. Most times, and I think most people do though. When it comes to, like it's fine. You should be able to tell people certain things or do certain things and not feel rude. One I was thinking is when some, especially nowadays, but before I was even this way before the pandemic. And it always happens at grocery lines, is when someone crowds you at a grocery line, all right? For me, I wait at the end of the conveyor belt, okay? So you got someone checking out, they got other groceries. I don't creep past the line where the conveyor belt starts, until they have checked out and they're moving on. There's nothing, and I know it's not rude. It's not rude. You can walk up, but it's like, can you just like give me a little space? You know, so it's not technically rude to do that, but I think it's rude when you do that. So just know.
Now you just get up right behind the person, start breathing on their neck.
Start stacking your stuff right next to theirs. Yeah.
What'd you buy there?
Yeah. Do you need a coupon? I think I got a coupon, an extra coupon for that. Just back up, please, for the love of God.
You need help? You need help unloading your cart? Hey, just, get away.
It's like, look, it's a tight space. Can you just wait back just a little bit, please? It's allowed. It's not rude what they're doing. I don't like it. So I don't do it.
Are you a conveyor belt kind of a guy, or are you the self-checkout kind of a guy?
It depends on how much I have. But I will say, even if I'm over the like 20 thing limit, I'll still go into the self-checkout because I'm faster that way. I really am. Mm-hmm. I've gotten so fast. I can't wait till robots take that job over. It'll be so nice, man. It'll be so nice.
Soon enough, I think you'll just be able to go through the store and just start scanning stuff with your phone, put it in your cart.
Yeah.
And then somebody at the front just going to have to check your phone, check your bag, you know, boom, you're gone.
I thought of another one. And I think that will be there. But here's another one that drives me nuts. And all right, I'm not even thinking about stuff that I'm doing. It's feels rude, or it should feel rude to people, but it's totally fine. When people go through the drive-thru just to get a drink, that drives me. Like, look, it feels rude, or at least it should feel rude. It feels rude for me, all right? Uh-uh. If I'm just going through the drive-thru to get a drink, which I never do, it feels rude, but it's not. So,
how about this? Dude, I'll top that, and I do this. I'm not a fan of some sauces at places. I really like the honey mustard at McDonald's. I love it.
I already know what you're going to... You don't even need to finish. I already know what you're going to say, and I I effing hate you right now.
Dude, I'll go get nugs somewhere else, dude, and straight up go through the drive-thru at McDonald's just to get some honey mustard. Hold that line up for days.
Look, you said a lot of things on the show that's made me angry.
Pissing you up. Dude, everybody's angry at me. Right? I'm sorry.
You're telling me. You're telling me. All right. Oh, yeah. That you fight in the society we live in, all right? That yeah. you will go get food from one fast food place and then take up a space in line just to get sauce from a different fast food place. Am I getting this right, Hunter?
Oh yeah, for sure. You're getting that right. You know, even so too, I like pouring half the glass with Coke and then topping it off with Pepsi.
You know what? So. You know what I hope happens? I hope you get your sauce, okay? I hope you get your sauce.
I hope you burn.
And while you're driving, you try and eat something. I hope you try dipping a nug into that sauce and you end up crashing your car off of a bridge.
Choking
okay.
On a nug.
I hope you go careening into a ditch, you sick son of a bitch.
Just waiting there in line. Come on, what's the hold up?
And then you see that little tiny bag come out, and you're like, that son of a bitch just got sauces. That's the only thing that would fit in that little tiny bag.
Oh, get him.
You're the worst.
Yeah, right. I'll admit it, I am.
I need a breather. We'll be back with more things that feel rude but actually aren't. The Plan B Morning Show.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 751, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your topic of the day today, of course, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. What feels rude, but actually isn't. Tamara had a good one. Telling someone not to smoke next to the propane tanks.
Jeez, dude.
As you know.
Dude, people lighting cigs while they're pumping gas.
Dude, yeah.
I saw that the other day. I'm like, should I say something?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. Do you want to die? You want to blow up that? Yeah.
See, the thing is, though, if I walk up to the guy, he'd be like, hey, he's like, it's going to fall out of his mouth. And dude, then I'm part of the mess.
It's all your fault, Hunter. It's all your fault.
I get blamed.
Let's see. Barry said, going around the person at McDonald's that has the dual lanes that's splitting the middle waiting for who moves first. It's not how it works, bro. Pick a lane.
Dude, does it still, like, every time I'm like, they're gonna pay for my order. They're not gonna know up there. He just cut me off. I'm supposed to be in front of him.
Yeah.
How are they gonna know? But they know every time. How?
Dude,
I mean, they ask, but usually they just know.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny watching people get so like how close they'll get to the car in front. Like when you order, right? So you got dual lane, uh-huh. and like your orders match up. And you get that one person that's like, nope, I got to get in front. No, I'm getting my, really? Okay, calm down. You can go in front of me and get your food 30 seconds before I do. Good God. And then they won't make eye contact with you. They'll just keep looking like,
Here's another thing that's going to piss you off that I did one time in the fast food lane, waiting for fast food. So we are with another group, two different cars.
Yeah.
Well, we left like 5 minutes before this other car. We were going to Ann Arbor. Stop at a fast food joint, long ass line, man. And I'm pretty close to where the dude, you're gonna get pissed. Pretty close to where they take your order. And I call, he's like 10 cars back. I call him, like, hey, do you remember Chinese cutting back in school? So I just put it in park and waited. He walked around, boom, got in front of me, Chinese cut. So we both got our food together, boom, on our way to Ann Arbor. I think people got mad though.
That's it. You're no longer a part of the show. I hate you with every fiber of my body right now.
Dude, it's brilliant. Come on, we're on a time schedule.
I would have slammed my truck into your car. I would have dragged you out of the car and beat the ever-living hell out of you if I saw you do that.
Dude, Michigan had a big football game that
I
we had to get there.
I don't care. You piece of trash, Hunter. You're a real piece of trash.
Chinese cut in a drive-thru lane. It's brilliant.
Yeah, not only is it playfully racist, it's also the worst thing you could do. Oh.
And I asked for no salt so I'd get fresh fries. Boom. Let it ride. Mic drop.
You know what?
I'm out of here.
I don't care what you do. You talk about karma. You're going straight to hell. You're going straight
Burn
to
it.
Hell. Yeah.
Burn it.
Enjoy hell with Satan.
Sorry.
Right, let's read some other ones before I get even angrier. Let's see. Nicholas had a good one. What's something that feels rude but isn't? Taking the last item of something when the person behind you wanted it. That stings. But hey, you got it there too. You got it there too. That happened
at the movie store a lot when you go rent a movie and you have a wall full of movies and there'd be one left.
You know what you probably did? You probably just took like all the movies at once and then just to make sure until you figured out which one you wanted.
No, what you do is you take one and you hide it behind another box of a movie nobody likes.
God, you're just the devil. You're the worst. Let's just end on that. Okay, I'm too angry to do anymore.
Rock needs to go smoke.
Good God. No, I'm driving over your house to beat you with a. I'm gonna pistol whip you. God, you're the worst. Bring it. You're gonna be in the checkout line, and you won't even be there. You're gonna be at the fast food line getting sauce for your food later.
And I won't let you Chinese cut. How about that?
You're the worst.